You know, we're having a health expo tomorrow, and we're talking about health, and the topic of health is very popular in our society today, isn't it? Everyone likes to talk about health. People are very interested in this topic. And to show you how important the health is to people today, you know, they come up and they invented all these health gadgets. How many of you have a Fitbit? Some of you have it, right? They go to that extent of, you know, you have this, they measure how many steps you've done every day and how many flights of stairs you climbed and how many calories you burned. But the interesting thing about the Fitbit and some other smart watches, whatever you want to call them, is there's an interesting thing on that if you're sitting for too long, it beeps at you, it says, move. You know, it makes you move, right? It's a form of, you know, keeping up with your health, with your exercise, with all this things, and it's very, very interesting. I wish that we would have something like this for our spiritual health. A health Fitbit. I mean, spiritual Fitbit. That when I'm not spending enough time with Jesus, and when I'm taking my time and not going to the Word of God, I wish that I have something that will tell me, move now, get the Bible and read it now. Wouldn't you like that? You know, many people try to find ways of having better health. You can find so many things today talking about different tips on how to be healthy. And the two most basic things that you find how to be healthy is very simple. Proper nutrition and what? And exercise. Being active. In other words, eat right and stay active. I believe that this is the same in our spiritual lives. I do believe that. I believe that if we want to enjoy a good spiritual health, we must eat the proper spiritual food and stay spiritually active. Do you believe that? We have to stay spiritually active. Otherwise, our health, spiritual health, will start deteriorating. Today, I would like to talk to you about the second part, about staying active. And there are so many types of physical activities in this world that we do every day. But I would like to talk to you about one in particular, and that's walking. How many of you like to walk? All right, that's good. You know that they say that walking is by far the most popular form of physical activity in North America. It's one of the most popular ones. And a lot of people are using this form of physical activity today. I'd like to suggest to you today that in our spiritual life, walking has to become our main activity if we want to be spiritually healthy, and not just any type of walking, but walking through the Word of God. And that's how I entitled my sermon today, Walking Through the Word of God. I want you to open with me 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Paul is writing this to Timothy, his companion in ministry, and he's saying here, be diligent. Paul admonishes his younger co-worker, Timothy. He said, be diligent to present yourself what? Approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Some other translation, instead of be diligent, says study to present yourself approved to God. You need to study the word to present yourself approved to God. Now I want you to go a few verses over to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. And it says here, Paul further admonishes Timothy, and he says, but you must continue in things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, last Sabbath, I talked about the symptoms of what? Of spiritual immaturity. Remember that? We talked about there is a lot of spiritual immature Christians in our churches today, and we talked about a few symptoms. And I do believe that one of the biggest reasons that people stay spiritually immature is because they are not taking enough walks through the Word of God. I believe it all with all my heart that we stay spiritually mature because we are not studying the Word of God. That's why today I want to continue on this topic and encouraging you to take often these walks with the Lord through His Word. Now, when you look at 2 Timothy 2 and 3, it's interesting that Timothy, by this time, has served with Paul in ministry for about 17 years. So he wasn't a new believer or he wasn't a new minister. He's been in ministry for quite a while. But he still gets this admonition from Paul to do what? To study and to continue studying the Scriptures. He says, do not stop, because if you stop, you do what? You stop growing. You stop growing in your spirituality. So even though Timothy has been in ministry for a while, Paul still encourages him to study and continue in the Word of God. The aged apostle knew that our Christian walk demands constant application to the Word of God. Amen? Some of us might think that we've been in the church so long that we know everything that it's to know from the Bible. Some of us might think, oh, I heard this before, I've read this before, and I don't need to know, go back and study. But even if you think that way, I still encourage you to go back to the Word each and every day. There are special blessings for you each time when you go to the Word of God. Amen? I want you to continue those walks. What if I would say, I walked yesterday, I walked last month for 2 minutes or 5 minutes, I don't need to walk this month. Does that work? No, if you want to be healthy, it has to be what? A continuous activity. The same is with the Word of God. The same is walking through the Word of God. If you want to be spiritually healthy, you have to continually study and continually study the Word of God. Unfortunately, today many Christians do not take the advice of Paul here in 2 Timothy seriously. I read a study in 2013. There was a study done in Canada. Usually don't find much Canadian statistics, always from US. But this time I researched for a very long time until I found some Canadian statistics. In 2013, there was a study done called Bible Engagement in Canada. How much time people spend in reading the Bible. And it's very, very interesting. And this is among Christians. This is not just other people, it's Christians. Among Christians in Canada, 1 in 5 read the Bible at least monthly. 1 in 5. They broke it down. 6% read it daily. Only 6% of Christians in Canada. And they had quite a large sample, over 5,000 Christians they interviewed. So that's a large sample, okay? It's not just a few hundred people. So it gives you a good idea what's happening in Canada with Christians. Only 6% of Christians read the Bible every day. 6% read a few times a week, 3% read once a week, and 4% read at least once or twice a month. About 3 in 4 Christians in Canada report that they read the Bible seldom or never. Now, these are some sobering statistics, and you can find yourself probably among those percentages. And I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand where you stand, in which category. It's between you and the Lord. But what happens if you don't walk for a while? The same is with your spiritual walk. If you are not taking constant, continuous walks through the Word of God, your spiritual health will deteriorate. As you can see from the statistics, the people did become lazier in their walks through the Word of God. So-called Christians don't take time to read their Bibles anymore. But if Christians would take the time to walk through the Word of God, they will experience great benefits in their lives. So today, I want to approach this sermon from a different perspective. I want to look at the benefits of walking, physical walking, and compare them to the benefits of your spiritual walk through the Word of God. I found three main benefits that you have from walking. The benefit number one, that you have better health, right? You improve your health when you walk. There is a lot of statistics. Some people say brisk walking has been shown to reduce body fat, lower blood pressure, and even reduce risks of bone fracture. I didn't know that. Brisk walking has also been associated with lower mortality rates from cardiovascular disease and cancer. It has been proven that walkers have fewer incidents of cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and other killer diseases. And all of us believe that, right? Now, let's apply that to our spiritual walks with the Lord. As we walk through the Word of God, every day we will enjoy healthy spiritual life. As we study the Bible, we'll have fewer incidents of killer spiritual diseases. And believe me, there are lots of spiritual diseases around our church and other churches. So the question that I have for you today, do you need to get healthier in your spiritual life? Do you need to get healthier in your spiritual life? The secret is right here. Take more walks through the Word. Take walks daily through the Word of God, and you will experience a healthier life. Make sure you walk with Christ through His Word each and every day. I want to read to you Hebrews 4:12, and it says there right from the beginning, for the Word of God is what? Living and active. Notice that the Word of God is living because it's what? Because it's active. If a living thing is not active, what happens to those living things? They die eventually. If you're not active, even your muscles, if they're not active, they're atrophy, right? So the Word of God is living, but notice the Word can give you life only when you are actively engaged with it. I want to repeat that. The Word of God can be living, can give you life, only when you're actively engaged with the Word. Otherwise, it's not going to give you any life if you're not engaged with it. So if you want to have a better health, you better start walking through the Word of God. You better start taking those walks every day and continue walking through the Word of God. The second benefit of walking is that we will lose weight. How many of you tried many different things in your life to lose weight? Probably quite a few of you tried those things. That's why they invented these Fitbits, I guess. It helps people as well to keep up with their commitments they made. One of the greatest struggles of many people is to lose weight. People try many different things, but did you know that walking 1 mile a day burns 100 calories? 1 mile a day burns 100 calories, which is not too bad, right? It's not too bad. Well, you eat an ice cream and then you put 400 back, but it's the price you pay for enjoying that ice cream, I guess. But now, let's apply this to our lives, to our spiritual lives. How many of you carry a lot of spiritual weight around? Probably quite a few of us. Hebrews 12, verse 1 says, let us lay aside every what? Every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. The sin in our lives is that weight that just puts us down. It weighs us down. And so many people carry it around. And Apostle Paul says here, let us lay aside every weight. Our sins are weighing us down, and God is inviting us to lose that weight today. You see, people go to such extremes to lose their body weight, but do not want to try doing anything to lose their spiritual weight. We as Christians carry a lot of different spiritual weights, so God is calling you to lose it. We have the best spiritual weight loss program, but once again, we do not use it as we should. Walking through the Word of God will help us be spiritually fit. We need to be fit for heaven, don't we? If you want to be fit for heaven, you need to start walking with the Lord through His Word. That fitness comes from the studying or of the Word of God. So the two benefits we talked about is if we walk with the Lord through His Word, we'll enjoy better health, spiritual health, but we also lose some weight that we carry around, some spiritual weight. The third benefit of walking is that walking reduces stress. Did you know that? It's a very interesting statistic I've been reading. A brisk 30-minute walk or jog around the track three times a week was just as effective as antidepressant medication in relieving the symptoms of major depression. Also, walking helps you maintain a positive outlook. So many negative people today. If you exercise, if you walk, it will help you maintain a positive outlook at life and can make you look, only look, and feel younger, all right? It will never make you younger, but can make you look and feel younger, all right? So there are lots of benefits. So let's apply that to our spiritual life. I hear so many people today telling me, Pastor, I'm so stressed. And believe me, I have used that as well, because we have been stressed in the past few weeks with the things happening in our lives. And I bet all of you have things in your life that stress you out. There is a lot of stress in this world, and people are trying to find, going to doctors and trying to get pills and antidepressant. I'm not putting those things down. They're needed in some cases. But there is a lot of help that you can get from the Word of God, amen? There is a lot of help. And it's very interesting what happens in the life of people when they get stressed. They don't want to spend time with God anymore. But it has to be the other way around. This is the time when you need to go to the Word of God. This is where you can find antidepressant, stress relief. If you take some walks through the Word of God, you'll find that stress relief. Unfortunately, people say, I don't feel like reading the Bible when I'm stressed. I don't feel like spending time with the Lord when I'm stressed. And I understand you, but understand that Satan is giving you those thoughts, because he knows that if you go to the Word of God, you'll find that relief. You'll find that relief, and Satan doesn't want you to find that relief, because when you're stressed and depressed, you're not feeling like doing anything for the Lord. You're not feeling like doing anything for your relationship with the Lord, and that's why Satan wants to keep you there. But make an effort. When you're stressed, go to the Lord. Go to His Word and walk with Him through the Word. And that is a benefit that we enjoy from spending time in His Word. Now, I want you to notice one thing. Today I'm talking about walking through the Word of God and not running through the Word of God. You understand the difference between those two, right? Walking and not running through the Word of God. I know some people just like to run through the Word, skim through quickly, here a few pages, there a few pages. They read fast in order to just keep up with the Bible reading calendars they have. You know those Bible reading calendars, yearly calendars? You put mark, mark, check mark, check mark. Those are good. All right, those are good to keep you motivated, all right, to keep you reading every day. But when you read the Word of God, if you want to find more deeper things in the Word, you need to stop and meditate upon the Word of God. That's why Paul says to Timothy, study to prove yourself. Study, not just simple reading through, quickly running through the Word. I want you to take those slow walks with the Lord when you go to the Bible. An old pastor was walking down the street one day when one of his church members were running, a young member, and he was a little bit arrogant about his walk with the Lord, this young man. And he was running towards the pastor with this self-satisfied smile, you know. And the pastor already knew what he's going to say. And he approached the pastor and he said, Pastor, he started boasting, did you know that I have now read the Bible all the way through 3 times this year? That's not too bad, right? 3 times in 1 year. To which the kind pastor quietly replied. He said, Todd, the important thing is not how many times you have been through the Bible, but whether the Bible has been through you. That's why I want you to take the slow walks through the Word of God. Because you want the Bible to go through you, not just you through the Bible quickly. Because when the Bible goes through you, you will live those things in your life. You will apply those things in your life. Otherwise, it's just going to be another reading that you've done quickly and then you forgot it. So take those slow walks with the Lord through the Bible. We must allow the Bible to walk through us as well. When we allow the Bible to go through us, we will live what the Bible says in our lives. Now, for the remaining time here, I want to look at some other things here. We looked at the benefits of walking. But as I was reading about walking, did you know that there are some dangers in walking as well? There are some dangers when you walk. So I want to give you 2 dangers when you walk, and then compare them to walking through the Word of God. One of the biggest danger, it says it's minor injuries that occur while walking, but you know the biggest reason for that is distractions. When you walk, you're distracted. And there are 2 culprits. It's the headphones and texting. That's what the statistics say. When people walk and listen to the headphones, they're distracted from the surroundings. And accidents happen when they're distracted from surroundings. And also people walking and texting. Have you seen that on TV? They showed on the news a girl was walking, texting, and then she fell in a hole right in the middle of the sidewalk because she was distracted. You've probably seen that. It was on CNN a few years ago, I saw that. So people fall into different things and hit different things with their heads or whatever, knees. They even break their legs or bones, anything, because they're distracted when they're walking. So, when you walk through the Word of God, you must eliminate distractions. Amen? If you walk through the Word of God and you have other voices and you don't hear and you block the voice of God, it's not going to be a benefit for you. There are some dangers there, believe me. There are some dangers. We need to be careful because there are lots of holes that you might fall into, some pitfalls. You have to be very, very careful. We need to eliminate distraction while studying, otherwise we might sustain some serious spiritual injuries. And believe me, I've seen people that were reading the Bible every day and they had serious spiritual problems. The most serious injury we can sustain is an imbalanced application of the Scriptures. Many Christians read the Bible and fall into different extremes. And that's because when they read the Bible, they're distracted, they're not listening to God's voice speaking to them. With their imbalanced understanding of the Scriptures, they don't injure just themselves, but they injure other people as well. And I think you've seen people like that and you've heard people like that. When people have an imbalanced understanding of the Word of God, they not just injure themselves, but they injure other people as well. So I want you to be very, very careful. When you go to the Word of God, when you take those walks, eliminate all distractions. Because, let me tell you, when you open the Bible, everything else will be around you. The phone will ring at the same time. Everything else will happen at the same time when you open the Word of God. And you've experienced that in your life. That's why they advise us to find a quiet place. Turn off everything that you have. And sometimes I have to stop and turn off my cell phone because somebody's interrupting me while I'm reading. So be very careful. Eliminate distraction. Number 2 danger while we're walking, another one that is very interesting, I didn't know about this, but it becomes worse and worse, is walking alone. Did you know, I found websites, there is websites that you go there and specially dedicated to find walking companions. You type in your area, the city, an area where you're walking, and people just get together to walk. Because in a lot of area, the reason, there's two reasons for that. One is you motivate each other, right? So when you have a companion, you motivate each other. But the second reason is that because it has become more dangerous to walk alone in some areas. It's not as safe and as secure as it used to be, so people find walking companions. Now, how about walking through the Word of God? Do we need a companion for that? Do we need Jesus to motivate us to walk through His Word? Yes, we do. The greatest danger in walking through the Bible is when we walk without Christ. If you go alone and you walk alone through the Word, you'll encounter a lot of dangers. You'll encounter a lot of dangers. Make sure that you always have a walking companion through the Bible. Make sure that you always invite Christ to come with you through the Word of God. Take Jesus with you for a stroll every day in your life so you could avoid all the dangers that come from walking alone through the Word. This next illustration I'm going to tell you illustrates this point very well. What happens to people when they go alone through the Word of God? There was a Sunday-keeping pastor that had a sermon on a Sunday morning, and he was trying to prove that the baptism should be by sprinkling and not by immersion, all right? So he was talking about it, and he tried to point out some instances in the Bible of baptism, and he said that when John the Baptist baptized Jesus in the River Jordan, the Bible doesn't really mean that it was in the river, but it was somewhere close to, roundabout, or nearby. It wasn't in the river, so he was trying to prove that John was sprinkling Jesus. And then he said when the eunuch, Philip, baptized the eunuch in the river, the Bible doesn't mean in the river, but means somewhere close to, roundabout, or nearby. So after the sermon, a member comes to the pastor and said, "Thank you, Pastor, that was a great sermon. You have cleared up a lot of mysteries for me today, because I could not understand some stories in the Bible." He says, for example, the story of Jonah being swallowed by the whale and him spending 3 days in the belly of the whale, but now I actually understand he actually was not in the belly of the whale. He was close to, round about, or nearby, somewhere swimming in the ocean. And then he said the story of a three young men being thrown in the furnace, in the fiery furnace. He said, "Now I understand they actually weren't in the furnace. They were close to, round about, or nearby, just warming at the fire." And he says the story of Daniel was the hardest for me to understand, Daniel being thrown in the lion's den. He says, "But now I can understand that Daniel actually wasn't in the in the lion's den. He was close to, round about, or nearby, just like at the zoo watching the lions." And then the man continued. He said, "The revealing of these mysteries have been a real comfort to me, because now I know that I won't be in hell, but close to, round about, or nearby." And he says, "Pastor, next Sunday I won't have to be in church, just close to, round about, or nearby." Now, it's a very humorous story, but it illustrates a point. When we don't have Jesus walking with us through the Word, we will go with other walking companions to the Word of God, such as preconceived ideas, misconception, and personal interests, which are very, very dangerous. When you go for a walk through the Word of God and you don't take Jesus with you, you'll go with other companions. You always have someone there with you, but it's not Christ. And then you'll have this misunderstanding and misinterpretations of the Bible. And believe me, those are very, very, very dangerous in the lives of people. I find it easier to take a person that doesn't know anything about the Bible and study the Bible with them than to take someone that already has preconceived ideas about the Bible and to try and change those. And Satan is very happy to keep people with those preconceived ideas and keep them in this prison of misconceptions and misunderstandings of the Bible. And I believe with all my heart that happens many times because we don't go with Jesus walking through his word. So when you go to the word of God, make sure you take Jesus with you. Make sure you always have him as your companion. Let me conclude with Ephesians 4, verse 1. It says, I therefore, says Paul, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. So I encourage you this morning to take healthy walks with Christ through his word every day. I encourage you to avoid the dangers of walking alone through the word of God. Make sure you always take Jesus with you. Make sure that you always have him as your companion, because that way you'll eliminate all the distractions while you're walking with Christ in his word. If we walk with Christ through his word, we will have a balanced and healthy understanding of the word of God, and that will help us to enjoy great benefits and a great spiritual health. May God bless you. Amen.